Hello, Fearless Dentistry listeners. Welcome to this episode of Fearless Dentistry Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon. Today, I want to visit with you about what I hear with the number of doctors that I visit with when I go out and speak. This seems to be a reoccurring theme, and it is, why am I not closing more large cases? Everybody wants to do large cases, but we're not able to close them. And so their question is why. It's a simple question with really kind of a simple answer, but the simple answer is the headline of the story, but then all of the text down below in the article is sharing the complexity of the behind-the-scene answer. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to address the headline today, and then in follow-up sessions, we're going to talk about all of the issues behind this and fill in the gaps and hopefully help you close more large cases. Because it really is not that difficult conceptually, but you're going to have to do some homework on your part to make this a reality. So here's what we're faced with. The patient that comes in for large restorative situations, they're a different type of a person than your dental patient that just needs a crown here and there and a couple of fillings in reoccurring hygiene appointments. And you know that. You know that this person is very different in their needs dentally. They're very different in their dental conditions as they present them to you, but they're also they're different from an emotional standpoint. And so we need to treat them differently. It's not that the concept of we need to treat everybody the same. No, we don't. And we can't do that because everybody is so very, very different. And the people that have large treatment plan needs are a different individual. And you need to find out what is their particular difference. There's multiple reasons why patients will not follow through with treatment. As Paul Homley shared with me years ago, there's the fit and readiness issues, which we have absolutely no control over. And we've talked about what these are in the past. Patients that come in for large treatment plans, large cases, they look at it as, in their mind, as being elective, even though we, the doctor and the dental team, look at it as an absolute necessity because we see conditions that have to be treated. But in the patient's mind, they're looking at this somewhat as elective. I really don't have to do this because the conditions in my mouth don't bother me enough to the point to where I absolutely have to go out and get this done. So they look at it as elective. We look at it as 100% necessity. We also may look at it as a great opportunity for us to have a great day of production, a great day of profit. The difference here in the approach and the mentality is we see that patient in our morning huddle meeting and we're going, oh, great. We have a cosmetic case. We have a brand new patient coming in as the interviewer at the front desk, derived from the conversation that they have a lot of dental needs and they're looking for a full mouth rehab or a smile makeover, whatever. And so we know before they come in, this is what they need or this is what they're looking for. And so we get excited about the opportunity. So again, there's the differences that how they see the appointment and how we see the appointment. So the patient comes in with this mindset. And as I was thinking about this, I remembered the Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade movie, where he is in his search for the Holy Grail. And we're coming to the climax of the movie, and where Indiana Jones comes out of this big, huge rock wall. There's an opening there, and as he comes out, there's this huge chasm before him with the infinite abyss down below. And on the other side of the chasm is the opening into this cavern where his father lays dying and where the journey continues for the search for the Holy Grail. And Indiana Jones has to cross this chasm to get to the other side. There's no turning back. Indiana Jones is faced with the dilemma of taking the leap of faith, taking the first step of faith to cross this chasm, the first leap and step of faith onto the invisible bridge that is supposedly supposed to be there. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to take that first step. And on the other side is one of his companions encouraging, come on, come on, hurry. You cannot wait. You can't put this off because your father is here dying. And this is the path to finding the Holy Grail. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. With this, the analogy is Indiana Jones is our patient. And on the other side of the chasm, with the infinite abyss down below, is the patient looking at the abyss, looking at us and going, do I dare really take this first step? Can I take this first step? You're the doctor. You're the person on the other side encouraging them to take that first step. The patient's looking at you across this chasm and going, asking questions in their mind, do I trust you to the point that I can trust taking this first step? Have we created that trust? Have we created that relationship to where that patient or Indiana Jones says, yeah, I can take that first step. I can take that leap. And there is going to be that invisible bridge there. Why do I believe that? Because you told me that. Have we created the relationship and the patient that they are willing to take that first step, that first leap of faith onto that invisible bridge that's going to allow them to cross that chasm and not fall into the abyss and get to the other side where they can create their journey into their new life or the picture of their new life as they envisioned in their mind? That's where we are at with a lot of these new patient consultations, or even in an existing patient that we have presented a treatment plan in the past and they have not accepted it for some reason. So part of the answer to the dilemma is that's the scenario. What have you done as the doctor and as the team to give that patient enough faith and trust in you that they are willing to take that first step across the chasm to get to the other side for the ultimate reward and benefit of your treatment plan with them? So I want you to think about this particular scenario, and we're going to continue our journey in describing how to create that faith, that trust, develop that relationship to where the patient is willing to take that step with you into the journey of the next part of their life as a result of the dentistry and the relationship that you have built with them. So my challenge for you now is for you to analyze your part and where you are at with your new patient process, with your new guest consultation conversations, with your existing patients in creating that level of trust that they're willing to work with you together because of the relationship that you've developed in taking them to what is their Holy Grail. Think about it. We'll talk about it in 2 weeks. Next week, I have a guest that I'm excited for you to listen to. So we're going to continue this, but do give that some thought. What is my part? What's happening that I'm encouraging the people to take that big leap or that big first step of faith with me and with my office? I hope you've enjoyed today, and I hope I've challenged you to give some thought and reflect deeply and honestly about yourself and how you can be that person on the other side, encouraging the people to take that first leap of faith. I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon.